Okay, good morning. Baruch atah, Baruch atah, Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, everybody. So we really finished that last seat of Gemara. Okay. So the last piece was dealing with, could you ask us something that's in your rishus for a later time? And we said we had a raya from that Gemara that Adam Oyser Dover, you could ask her it something. Thank you very much. That a person could ask her something that's in his rishus for a later time. I brought a raya from the story of the man who made a neder against his son, and then later on he felt bad. He wanted to take it back, but he couldn't take it back. The halacha is, he's usher, his son has ushered him. But we spoke out, depends how he phrases it. If he says, four lines on the top, he said, Toshma, or Emer, Lebenoi, Kaidim, Sheyatanen, Li. If he says, you will not have Hana from me. And then he died, Umeis, then Yerushalayim, his son's allowed to have Hana from him. Bechayavu, but if he says, that you won't have enough from me while I'm alive and while and after I die. The enu maze, and then he died, lo yirshenu. Then his son cannot yarshen him. So what's the pshat? Because he spoke it out explicitly. So you see, Shema Minah, Adam Oysa Davrish, that a person has the power to aser something which is in his rishus now for the later time. Because here the person is saying clearly that I want to aser my son for l'achamoisi after I die. And you see that it works, even though he's not going to have rishus afterwards, but you see that he could do that, he could make an aser on his son after he dies. That's the Shema Minah. You see, Geish Koyach B'yad Adam, they could aser davar shirushus l'achashiyot. And the last thing we spoke out was what's the Ran. The Ran had a beautiful idea. He spoke out towards the last paragraph of this Veve Yodea, starts with Veve Yodea. So the Ran said, which would be around, let's say, halfway down, bold print is Veve Yodea. It's, let's say, before Koinem, Peiros, 3, 6, 9, 11, 10 lines before Koinem Peiros or Elu. So the Ran there said, Heavy Yedei should know the Chitana Hacha and Beis LaYerushenu. When we said that if he dies, he doesn't Yashin. Lav Lemember doesn't mean to say Shekiv Shenechasim Asurim Loi Behano Loi Yizakavem. It doesn't mean that he won't be Zoicha in the possessions and it will go to the other brothers. No, this son will get the Haktani b'Seifa and Avaraya, because it says in the Seifa, the Iman season of that Mishnah, the Perakah Grezel Kama, says, V'yitein Labanav Oyle Echav, says he should give it to his sons or to his brothers. And what does that mean, to his sons or to his brothers? So that means you give it to the sons or the brothers, B'mele, or we'll see, which is number one, Araya, that he gets it, because you give it to his sons or his brothers. B'mele, and if he doesn't have any, if he doesn't have any money, he has another thing he could do. Loive kabaru u'balei chayvin ba'an v'nifraim. And then the balei chayvin could, whoever he owes money to, could come and collect. So you see once again that he is going to be gaining immensely because,
He is going to be your
yeah.
he doesn't get Hana, but he gets the well, he's smart, he'll get it.
Oh, so you see that he does Yashin just. Just he can't get direct Hana. So says the Ran, right? The other case was Loive. He mamish could borrow money
Well, he
and
gets,
the
yeah, he gets
Bali
it.
Chayv and Baim and Ephraim, and they come and the Bali Chayv, the ones who the lenders come and collect from the Yerusha, the Nechse Yerusha. So there you see that he is Yashinik. If he wasn't Zoicha beGufin, if he wasn't really Zoicha and Yerush, Heyach Nois Nelabanav, Oilechav, how could you give it to his sons or to his brothers? It must be they're his. He's not allowed Hana from them.
Is he allowed to directly say the loan, but you can come take my house? Like, can I go to the bank and say, this is going to be a $1 million loan? And if I don't pay it back by next Monday, you know, I've got this list.
So how does it work? So let's see. The Ron speaks out exactly how it works. So the Ron says, first he says, let's see the first the he first he speaks out. So what does it mean, Yerusha? Yerusha means he does Yerush in them. The Idi, the Tana, Reisha, Yerushenu, in the Reisha we said a lashon of Yerushenu. And the reason why we said is when he didn't say the word b'chayav but b'maisa, he just said koinem. I don't want you to have hanah. Then the halacha is that after he dies, Yerushenu loymar that he's the son is now a regular yerush. Jamutal lanis behen kishar yerushim is let have hanah like the other yerushim. That's the reisha. So Tana sefer lo yerushenu. So when he says b'chayav b'maisa, we kept the word symmetrical lo yerushenu. But la'av dafka, it doesn't mean he doesn't yerushim. Really, he does yerushim, but he's not let have hanah. B'chitemiv you'll ask kechitani. How do you say? We saw the end of the Mishnah. And the end of the Mishnah, we saw the words in the we saw the words of the Mishnah, and I'll give it out once again, so you should all have the Mishnah. Okay, so here's a copy. Here's just pass out. Here's two copies. So the Mishnah said that there's a way to really the words of the Mishnah. Part of it was a misprint. I had to put
Yeah, you
the
had to edit
I had to edit
it.
because
If
I
you were
took
teaching this, they would be running to the swarm to see what you took out.
what
That's true.
happened was I
That's
did
true.
I put what happened is I put that piece Ishtar Vitzorach Leidion. I thought I was trying to put it on the line, but I put it on the wrong line. I had to replace it back on the right line. You'll see if it fits like this. So that's the Rambam. But first, let's see the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah is what we saw on the top. It said that in this case, you give it to his sons. So the Ran has a kasha on this Mishnah. How could it be that if it's also for you to have Hanah, you give it to yours to you give it to his sons or his brothers? Says the Ran, Bishlam, you want to say you'll borrow money and then they'll come and collect. Okay, Shapir, it makes sense. The Balichayv, lav mi daite, coming through. Because the Balichayv, they're not paying with your consent. They're not asking your permission. They're just coming to collect. So therefore, they'll have a you're not paying, lav mi daite, coming through. They'll have a pareah. It's not that they're asking you for your consent and that you're directing them to go pay. Rather, they the Kai Gavna, it's now that Vaday also, if you would say that this is how I'm going to pay, let's go to that person, that for sure, Vaday also. I, why did he not mean a little Mavriach Harim Nechze even though Mavriach Harim Nechze is who? We said that before that you could do, a mother could pay off a loan to the lender for on behalf of the mutar. And that's called Mavriach Ari. You're chasing away a line, and that's okay. The answer is Hainu. When another person pays up the loan on behalf of the mudar, that's fine. Shaloi midaita. Even if it's the mother himself, but he's doing it shaloi midaita of the mudar, that's fine. Avol, but in our case midaita. But if it's with his das. And the mudor is telling him what to do. He's not allowed to take the money and give it, and you know, direct the. And he can't go himself. Vaday also to pay up the chayv. He can't take the money from the madir and pay up the loan. Devi moitzion me rishus l'rishus because you're taking it from the rishus that's forbidden. It's like being moil from something that's also bad. Elabakorche. This was the svara that. We were having to Ella Bal Korchai against your will. What's the case? Bal Korchai. The pshat is you're borrowing money, and Bal Korchai bezdin magbilim, and they collect the money without your asking, without you giving them permission, and therefore that's not called that you're doing anything on your own, and therefore that's mutar. Even though you, by the way, happen to have a no laich baslan, we don't care.
You beat the system. I mean, Adam was right. You beat the system such that you did have on.
Right, you ended up right, but we don't
Right,
care
so
because you didn't
it
get it direct.
was mimic. Okay.
You didn't get you took away the taina from the malveh, but it's not that you took the money and gave it to the malveh, the slash madir. That's therefore you're allowed. They went and collected from the other brothers. That's not called that you're gaining from you. If you take the money and pay it up, that's awesome. The only case they have to talk about was the last case of the Mishnah of when he says, give it.
What's this? No, they collected your the property that you had on your home. Not from the brothers.
What are you talking about? From the
In the
Yerusha,
case
from the
of
state.
the creditor.
He collects from the state. Whatever, wherever their state
But I'm
is.
saying it doesn't involve the brothers.
Okay, fine. Okay. Aval, but in the other case of Noisna, when the Mishnah speaks out that in this case he can't Yarshin, but he holds on to the money and they give it to their sons, his brothers and his sons. Ask a question, hey Shishuri, how's that mutter? Did who? But he's having benefit from the Tovus Hanah, from the fact that Tovus Hanah, that when they decide, when he's going to tell his sons, I'm giving you a gift, or his brothers, there's Tovus Hanah that it's worth to them at least a few dollars that they're getting a gift because of this one, this Yoivish. So isn't that worth money? There's Tovus Hanah, if I get to choose to give to someone a gift, they're indebted to me for that. So why here is that? Okay. So the Ran answers, Vieshloimar, that this that it says in the Mishnah, Noise, that give to the sons, Mamish. It doesn't mean you give it to them literally. Rather, it means you just tell them, Amarim Bokon. The son tells his brothers or his son that I have possessions that fell to me from my father, but I am also to have hanos, so I don't know what to do with them. So he says, Tululatmachem, take it for yourselves.
That sounds like he's giving directly.
I cannot have any benefit from them, so you might as well take them. It's not a matana, but a gavna de hefker. He's saying it's a little bit like hefker, that he's saying, I don't know what to, I can't do anything with it, so I'm relinquishing my rights to it. He's giving them a mar mokum. It's a little bit like hefker, so therefore, that's not, he's not saying it's mine, I want to give it to you. He's saying, I can't use it, so you might as well take it, and that takes away the
That takes away
iser.
the total
The
sum.
terms are no, because you are telling them that I can't take it. So whenever you tell someone that, I can't use it, so then that they're not beholden to you because they know you can't use it. So you're against your will giving it to them. So therefore, that's why it's not terms are no. Rav Moshe ben Maimon, that's how the Perkei that the Rambam, I quoted the Rambam on the sheet, the Rambam says in the middle of the sheet, Halacha Ches. And the Ran quotes it, Zeha ben Oser Ha'aser Yerushas Aviv, Imnosen Yerushas Aviv Le'echav Elabana. But he gives it to his brother or his father, Arezeh Mutter, Vechein Imparim Mechayvah Yibitzu B'Zivri, Vitzarech. And you have to tell them, Vitzarech Le'Hidiyon. Now, is there any more words to this? Let me just see. Yeah, look back at the Ran. The Ran quotes more. And the Ran says you have to tell the brothers, these are the possessions of my father that my father forbade on me. And therefore, I have nothing to do with them. I can't benefit from them. You might as well take them. So then that's not called Tavis Hanah. Because when you stated clearly, your brothers realize that you're not giving them a gift because you're so nice. It's just that you have nothing to do with it. So as a last resort, you might as well take it. You tell your brother. So then, there's no tavzan. No.
You're just saying that
The Rambam says you have to say it explicitly that I have nothing to do with it. There's a mar mokum. Mar mokum is a source. There's a place that you could get a good possession from, and you just tell them where to get it. But it's like you're telling them where there's hefker, where there's something hefker. So that's how the Rambam gets it, and he takes it out from where does he get it? From the
I mean,
Ran.
you could have given it to other people. The
Yeah,
fact
he
that
could
he
have said the
chose to
same
give
thing anyway.
it to them, to me, that might make some trouble.
Technically, he didn't give it to them.
Well,
And I
like,
can't have that.
once you're saying it's almost like I feel like why Satan uses brothers or uncle? That seems like a bigger tinge, no? It's family, as opposed
Yeah.
to a stranger.
I mean, you'd think for sure there's such a person.
I think it could
Some,
be anybody. Like,
it could be anybody.
it's not
Yeah.
fun making half grips. I
Yeah.
kind of have to make a
Yeah.
replica to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be. Why specifically that? You can give it to anybody or
No,
like a
so
man.
the biggest kiddush is you give it to your brother. And to say you give it to a
Bigger
stranger,
troubles than that.
Yeah. So
Bigger
you're
potential.
it's a teres hadar without teres You're
hadar.
never going to see that stranger again. Your kids see them
No,
on a daily basis. it just a mashal says like if you buy chametz on Pesach, you're not allowed to have hanah from it. So what do you have to do? Could you use it to? Could you feed a stray dog? No, you can't feed a stray dog. You get hanah, right? But you can't anything that's gonna be behold for sure. You can't give it to your dog. That's clear. The shaila is if it's not your stray dog, it's still you get benefit. But the, if it's not directly related to you, so then it's not such a chiddush. The chiddush is even your brother. Yeah.
Can anybody come and take it? Like
It's not.
without the Haskama of the Yoresh.
Yeah, so it's not so clear on the.
Probably not, because at the end of the day, this guy, let's say he doesn't use those. When he dies, his kids are going to yarshen him, and they have who had the right to take from my father's property?
Yeah, so it's not a real hefker.
Right.
He just says he does say the word, but it's he says he
Right.
throws.
There is a little bit of personal.
No, but he's saying there's not. By you giving that disclaimer and saying this benefit, this property, I cannot use. So you're basically you're telling your brother, I have nothing to do with it. You know.
No, but as Adam says, he keeps it, he doesn't tell anybody anything. Nobody can come and take it from him. We don't know. At the end, I come over to him. The
Okay.
Yoresh comes, his Yoresh comes and takes it.
Okay. That's when the Tovah Sanah will be, but he'll be dead
Yes.
already. So what
He'll
hell
get
is he going to
some.
get? He's not getting
Okay,
it now. He's not getting it
but
now.
I'm saying it's not completely no Tovah
Well, yeah, but the Tovah Sanah has to be while he's
It's
alive.
got to be
No,
tangible.
but
If he chooses to
it's got to
give
be
it to
tangible. It's
his.
got to be measurable, you know, for it to be a real Tovah Sanah, I
If he
would
gives it
think.
to his brother, though, we're never going to his brother after he died. If his brother's
If
inside,
he gives his
he's not
brother,
his brother.
there's a big chiddush. Yeah,
Right.
but he's not giving it. He's not giving it directly. He's telling his brother.
It's not after though. It's
He
that's not
tells.
after. We're playing a game. We're
No,
playing a
but
bit of a
I don't
game.
think so because it really is. He could say even, I want it. I don't want to give, but yeah, I can't have it, unfortunately. So are you gonna have to focus on to somebody that's it's like the $20 bill? I'm not taking and saying you can have it. I'm saying I'm unfortunately I don't have my hands. You go ahead because I can't do it. What he finds on the floor, a $20 bill?
Yeah. You don't. The person wouldn't necessarily feel it. It's not a gift. It's. Right, there's still that notion. It would be indecent of him maybe to give it to a stranger, but to say, "Look, I can't have it. I can't have enough." But you're lucky. That's not the same as gratitude for a gift.
Right. If you tell someone there's a $20 bill on the floor, you're not giving it to him from you. There's for sure no Tovah Sanah.
You can't take it. You see it going.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say, yeah. Look, there's a $20 bill on
He
the floor.
got
Okay.
Yeah,
Is
it's
he gonna
about
have me?
stores.
You're
Let's say you
asking.
have a great sale at a store and you're only allowed to take six of them. Right? The limit per customer. And you tell your friend, oh, I already have my six. I can't take any more. Right,
So
right.
you're just in giving him information.
Yeah,
He's not going to
it's
act on it.
definitely.
Oh, it's
Definitely.
a, it happens to be. You'd appreciate him telling that.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's called to us or not. I
I don't
mean,
know.
you always gonna have to appreciate
He's
it.
giving him. You said the kids you can give to his brother or sons, right? So if you give it to your brother, your son was going to inherit it. Your brother's got like
No, I hear.
there's a cost.
Obviously, there's someone's getting a benefit. You
Right.
know, it's just how
What
are
do you
we going to
say?
look at this benefit?
But
What do
by you saying the disclaimer, you're taking away the whole.
Right, you're
Yeah, the
trying to remove
disclaimer may
yourself from
call
that
it.
Tovah
The
Sanah.
disclaimer.
Right,
It's removed enough. It's removed
yeah,
enough.
but they still, you know, they're
Yeah.
still gonna appreciate
They know
it.
because of the disclaimer. It's not under different circumstances. This wouldn't be coming to you.
Right, you could
Which,
just
although
live.
it's hard to
I
have
don't know.
enough,
I don't know. You are
I
really not deserving of this, but what can I
can.
do? Well, gee, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, yeah.
I would never give
Yeah, we
this
find this in
to
Hilchos Gnevus Das. Hilchos Gnevus Das, if you happen to be in, let's say, an area, let's say, where they're having a wedding,
A lot of times people they decide to drop in, and the person says, did you come special? Let's say you have to be in New York, and this is a chasana. We all had these cases. So if you say, I happen to be in New York, there's a wedding hall right next door, and I just decided might as well pop by, but I'm really here for my brother's wedding next door. So you just took the whole air out of the whole,
Right.
now he's not, but if you don't say anything, then he's like, wow, thank you so much for coming. So the halacha is, now you can't trick him and say, I came here just for you, but you could say,
Nothing. You say
you
nothing.
could say nothing. You could say nothing, and he could
Right.
trick himself. And so, but that you see there, if you say it, that's taking away the
You
toivus
came here for a wedding.
hanoch. I came here for a
Not
wedding.
your wedding. It's the one next door.
So that's the halacha here. That's the Rambam. The Rambam saying that when you say it, that's part of the disclaimer, takes away the hanoch. And then the Ran is saying such a lashon. The Ran is saying that it's gavna de hefker. It's a type. It's considered like a type of hefker. And then and tulu, and they take it by themselves. Tulu means they take it. You're not giving it to them. So okay, so that's the Ran's pshat with the Rambam. So therefore, he wants to explain this over here. So he says his words are diem abba avi. These are my fathers. Sha'asar abba, that my father forbade to me to have anah. I cannot have anah. So now there's no more toivus anah. Also harambam zatzal. Where did the Rambam get this from? So he says it's from a Mishnah right before that. In Bava Kamma. What does it say in Bava Kamma right before that? The Mishnah on Daf Kufches, it says, Agoizel umes. What happens if there's a guy, the Mishnah right before that, it says he stole from his father. He stole from his father, okay, whatever the case may be. You never know. People might end up taking from their father, whatever the reason may be.
Before his father died.
And then their father died. So not only this, but the Mishnah there speaks out that he made a shua, which means that his father actually took him to Beis Din and said, I think you stole money from me. And the son denied it, and he swore falsely. And that, therefore, now, finally, now after his father dies, he wants to do tshuva. So there's a parsha in the Torah called Asham Gezeilos. An asham gezeilus, where the guy has to do, he has to bring an asham, korban asham. He has to bring an animal for a korban. He has to return the stolen money, which is keren, and he has to return the a fifth more, and pay back.
To
That's
who? To
so.
himself?
So
Is
yeah.
he only yours?
So let's just see the chumash for 1 second. If you could just pass out the chumashim. So there's this actually, believe it or not, in Parshas Vayikra. Here is, you might say, why is he running to a complicated case of a korban asham? But look at the end of Parshas Vayikra, where we have all the ashams. So here we have the asham gezelis. So it's on Pas Perek. It's on page 296, which is in Vayikra, Perek Hey, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Nefesh. A person who sins and he's moil against Hashem. And what does he mean? He's moil by Hashem. What do you mean he's moil by Hashem? So Rebbe Kiva says in the second column, 5 lines to the bottom, Rebbe Kiva says, "If you borrow money, you do it with the shtar or with the edim." If I deny, I'm going against Edom and Shtar. I will have mafkid. In this, we're talking about a mafkid. I give my friend something to watch. The reason is because I'm going away. So I'm going away. I don't want my candlesticks and my silver to be stolen. So I give it to my neighbor to watch. But I don't want anyone to know. So therefore, the only one I tell is the Shlishi Shebeneim, which is the Iker Sif Sechamim Nun, says that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's only one who knows that I gave a Pekadin to my friend. when he's makrish and he denies. So the mafkid, there's the mafkid, he gives it to the nifkat, and now the mafkid says, give it back. Nifkat says, kichesh, he denies it.
But you said it started.
Now, no, so he says, we introduced it. If you lend money to someone, you get a shtar. If you're malveh, loiveh, if you do business, no, you save at night, then you do a shtar. That was the introduction. But if you just give your friend a pikadon, something for safekeeping, because you're going away and you want someone to watch your stuff while you're in Florida, so you give it to your neighbor and you say, don't tell anyone that, you know, this is, you know, or you. So there, there no one knows. There you don't make a shtar, right? Pikadon. So
could you make a star? I mean, technically make a star.
You could, but he's saying you don't want to. I think the reason is because you don't want anyone to know that your gold is there. You don't want anyone to steal the gold from
the
house.
Star have to be witnessed, or it could just be signed.
It's signed. Star is signed, but that's like two witnesses. It's like their it's like their sign. Okay, so therefore you no one knows, and he denies it. Whether it's alone, this is sumes yad. The Lex Rashi says he had some sort of asek in mamain or milva, whatever it will be that no one knows. So the pasuk says oy begazel, or you just stole money, or yashak azavisa, you didn't pay him his wages, and now you claim you did it. You paid oy matz aveda pasuk aved, or you find an aved v'chichesh ba, and you deny ever finding it, and then he says, I think you have my Aveda, swear to me. V'nishba al ha-shakar, he swears falsely. On any of these things. So if he did this sin, shame, and he will be guilty. Now, how does he come to do tshuva? So, Pasuk Chaf Gimel in Rashi, on page 297, the third line says, Kiyecheta ve'ashem, kishe yakir bi'atzmoy lasho b'tshuva, when you recognize in yourself that I want to do tshuva. Because or else, why are you doing tshuva? Beishvas Akzela, he did the sin. Ve'ashem, he was guilty. So, Rashi saying that he wants to do tshuva. Ki yecheta ve'ashem, and he realizes that he's guilty. Then, v'lodas l'svadoi, now he knows to do vidoi, ki chota ve'ashem, because he sinned and was guilty. So then the pasuk lays out the prescription, what she should do. So pasuk. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Chaf Daled, in the end, Vishila Maizeh B'Resha, you pay back the principal, V'chamishisav, and the fifth, L'asher Hu, like to the one who belongs to, Yenedolim Mashmasai, I give it back to him on the day, on that day, that he's guilty. V'asashama Yavi L'Hashem, and he'll bring a carbon Hashem to Hashem, an ayol tamim v'natzayim. So you see here, this is the parasha called Hashem Me'ilois, Hashem Gezelis, and you pay the fifth. And you pay the Karen. Lasher Huloi, the last Rashi says, the Misha Maman Shaloi. You pay to the guy who is old. So he ends up getting back a fifth. Now this is the Parsha. This is the Parsha right here. Now, if I'd ask you, where in the Torah does it say don't steal, so you'll say, where in the whole Torah does it say don't steal? So the first thing is, people say, well, the Ten Commandments, obviously that don't kidnap. It says don't steal a Parshas Kedoshim. That's a pasuk, don't steal in Kedoshim. Where does it say that if you want to do tshuva, you should give back what you stole? Veishvesak Zela. Okay? Where does it say in the whole Torah, Veishvesak Zela, you should return that you stole? And the answer is, 1 second. Yeah, lois sigzol is in parshas kedoshim before sheni. But we say they have to return what you stole is right here, parshas vayikra, right here by Hashem Gezelis. That's where it says to return veishvas agzela asher gozal. So this is what we call a mitzvah that you're able to rectify. It's called elav hanitak lasei. It's a lav that is able to fix up with the asay. So here you have the asay, you have to do ashava. So coming back to our Mishnah says that if someone steals from his father, and his father accuses him of stealing, and he denies it, and then he swears falsely, and now he wants to do tshuva. So now he has a keren, he has a chaimish, he has a principal, he has a fifth, and he wants to pay. Who is he supposed to pay? His father was Nifter. So, well, he is a Yerush, and he might have some brothers who are Yershim. So what does he do? Should he give it back to himself? Could he keep it? But then the problem with that, the problem really that really he could do that, maybe, but it's not a so maybe he could just keep, let's say he stole $100 and he gets a Yerusha of $1,000. So why doesn't he take 900 and put $100 back in the pot? Let him keep 900 and 100. He's doing that. He's not going to take because that belongs to the father. Is that a good way to do it? That
There's
everyone's
no children. There you go. There's no children.
he stole $100 from his father,
Now you're in the thousand.
and now he has a
So he
thousand.
just takes five
So take
hundred.
900, and everyone will be happy.
It's not. Father's not alive. It's not
the children.
Father's not.
Father's not alive. Father's not alive.
No,
Father died.
But there has to be some sort of children.
Oh, what's the tshuva? How do you do tshuva? So the answer is no. Alan's right.
He forewent that extra engineer.
No, but that's actually the consignment.
He
returned it.
There's
another part.
It's inactive. Is that why?
So Alan's saying there's a din called Vehetra Zagzela. This pasuk that we're quoting now. Vehetra Zagzela means you have to do Hashava.
Deducting is not tantamount.
It's a passive way of doing it. It's not.
No.
He has to go through the motions.
So, yeah, it's an interesting.
He's repaying the estate. He's repaying the estate.
Is that what
he's not repaying the father.
He's the only operation.
No, no, we're talking where he has brothers.
I realize that.
There's
some of the
process.
Well, no, he has to do a hashava. He has to return the money. He has to return the money. And he has to take the money and give it to the brothers. He's taken to his brothers and give it to them. Why? In order he should do a hashava.
And then he brings
the korban asham. Yes. He has to take the money, by the way, plus a fifth. Plus a fifth. The brothers end up.
Sorry, what does he have to do?
He has to take the stolen money and give it to his brothers, plus a fifth, the chaymish. And then he brings the korban asham. So the pshat, why he has to do that is because he has to do a hashava. So the Mishnah therefore says, so what does the Mishnah say? Let's see further. The Ran brings down the Mishnah in Bava Kamma. So what does it say? He says, Hagoizel esavavu meis v'chulu. So he has to do Hashava. So if he doesn't have money, so the Mishnah says an identical prescription. Hey, Kate, you might find it interesting, to put it mildly. What does he do? So if he doesn't have money to pay back, loive, he borrows money from a lender. Ubali choivin boim and ephroim. And then the Baal Choiv comes back and they come to collect. And they've been ephroim and they take payment from that property that he yashin. From that property that he yashin. And then it comes out. Now this is actually a shtick. What could come out?
Better than just adopting it.
It's margin.
from that property that he gave, and then from that property, Ramina Lebe Gemara, and the Gemara speaks out over here in Bava Kamma.
So, 1 second, let's say he borrows the $100 and then he gives it to the brothers. Is that what happens?
So, well, let's see.
That way he's actually doing something.
So yeah, so it's interesting how supposed to give it to them, but it sounds like from here, I don't have the whole Mishnah here, but he says you have this option. Sounds like a little bit of a way to get the money, like you're saying, that you borrow money and then the Baal Chayv come and collect from that property that he gave back.
But what did he do with the borrowed money?
With the money?
He paid back.
He gave it back. He
so
gave
he did,
it.
So he did.
So now he has a new
he
loan.
He did the Heishiv at
he has a new loan.
Basically.
He has a new loan.
So,
now he has a new
it's
loan.
A little better than deducting. He actually went through the motions and actually it was.
So, really, he's supposed to pay it back. Really, he's supposed to pay it back. And the Gemara is just saying over here that if he doesn't have money to pay back, right. Okay. So that's the number one thing he has to pay back. If he does have money, so he could borrow money, and then the Baal Chayv will come collect from the Yerusha. Now how does that help? How does that help? They pay up from that money. Yeah, so, okay, we'll have to look up more the details.
Because maybe he didn't have the money yet.
No, but it says also that this is a shtick. This is what Rabbi Roberts was saying, that this is a little bit of a shtick, how to get out of it. Okay, fine. But either way, it's not the main part of the run. Either way, it does say he could gain this money. He borrows and they collect from that money. Ramina Labba Gemara, the Gemara says that if there's no Yarshim to the father, then what does he do? He gives it to Tzedakah. V'tzorach Sheyoymer, and he has to say when he gives it to Tzedakah, Ze Gezel Abba, this is Gezel to my father. I stole from my father in order that the poor people shouldn't be machzik toiva to him for his gift. Wow. So, and there you see clear that there won't be any.
He has to make a public announcement. He can just put in the push.
No, he has to tell the poor people, don't thank me.
Puts it in a pushka, no one knows that he's put it there.
Okay.
I'm just wondering. He has to public.
It could be
for the tshuva process.
We have to check it out. Yeah, it's a good question. It could be, maybe that would be okay. Could be it's enough. Okay, fine. But what you see here is that this is where the Rambam pulled out that idea that you have to tell people, and then there's no hachzakas toiva, there's no benefit. Okay, so this is the Ran's pshat, how to explain this whole idea. The truth is there is a machlekes about how to learn this. This is how the Ran answers up this kasha.
This last thing is just a way to beat the system, right?
Yeah, the last thing is just beating the system. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So this is how the Ran answers this whole question. The truth is the Rajba argues on this whole Ran, and the Rajba learns that when it says in the Mishnah that lawyer shenu, that if a father makes a nether on his son, and he says b'chayavu b'moisai, the words were lawyer shenu. Lawyer shenu, he takes it literally. Davka. Lawyer shenu, the father should not yarshin anything from his father. From his son doesn't yarshin. What happens? So the Rajva says, he says words that it's a little bit like offer because it's osar behanah. He says it's like dirt. He calls it a little bit like dirt. Something that's osar behanah doesn't have a value to him. So very interesting. Rajva, he argues. He says you can't yarshin something that's osar behanah. So he says over here, it's like osir hano. So
and he says that this happened while the father was alive. Right?
Let me see where he says that line goes on for a little while. But anyway, therefore he says that son does not get the property any at all. And the property, I guess, goes to the other brothers.
You do that again.
That, well, it's something that's, it's asr behanah. It's asr behanah. It's going to be, it's not, it doesn't have any value. What, how much value is there for something that's, that if it's asr behanah, does it have a value? Is there a value? Asr behanah, you can't, you said, I think he says you can't use it. It doesn't have a value.
Because it has no value, there's nothing to yarshin to.
Yes, you can't yarshin it. Right, that's what he's saying here. You can't yarshin because it doesn't have that value. It doesn't have a value. Yes, this is an interesting question. How do you look at things that are also behind? Here the lashon is v'kashali. V'kashali. The Raja says.
Let me get a pepper.
What happens to it?
So it goes to the other brothers.
No, it's divided equally to the other brothers.
There's no other brothers.
Vikashali, the Rajva says, Kivan dasvinu alei bekoinim. If his father said it's also to him as a nether, shavinu ala afra. He made it like afra be'alma, like dirt. Kishari suriano, just like other suriano. Ve'echi mati yavlu lebanav alechav. And the Rajva therefore has a question. But how could I give it to? How could the Mishnah say? Mishnah says, well. Right? The Mishnah ends off. We saw that if he says those words, so we have it Oh, so he says he doesn't yashin, but you give it to his brothers or to his sons. Frek the Rashba, what do you mean? You can't do that. It's offer Bahama. You can't give it to them. And the Baal Choyv, the Rashba wants to know further. How does the Baal Choyv even come? And you could borrow money and they collect. And they will rip up the shtar of the Baal Choyv by taking this money. How could they do that and take that? Adarabba, Aser Litnai, Kishari Suryana. It should be forbidden to give it like Aser Anah. And if he uses it, he's using money that's me'ila. He's not allowed to use Aser Be'anah. And the Baal Choyv that takes that nechasim, min ha'hefker hu zoicha. It's like chometz on Pesach. It's like chametz on Pesach, which is forbidden to use. You cannot have anah. It's aser banah, and it's like hefker. It's like orla, which is aser banah. He gives examples. Klayim, which is aser banah. So the Raj was asking. He doesn't understand the Mishnah. He doesn't understand how the Mishnah says the end. What we gave out. The Mishnah says, give it to your sons, your brothers. Bal choyv. He doesn't understand how you can do that. So the Rajba, he actually quotes the Ravid. And the Ravid says that you have to read the Mishnah with a different twist. So look at the Mishnah for a second. The Mishnah says that what you do is the Yachzir Lebonav or Leechav. The Rajva says, he quotes the Ravid to say that the father is still alive. You read the Mishnah like this. I make a neder, you won't have another. It may be Yerushanu, his son could Yashu. If he gives it, if he makes a nether, you won't have benefit from me while I'm alive or dead. It may Yerushanu. If he dies, Yerushanu. But if he doesn't die, then the father has one more option to give it to the brothers of the brothers or to the sons. Whose brothers? So it's going on the father. So he says, it means the father's sons or the father's brother. That's one way to read that. Or no, or it could be the son's sons, or it could be Taka the son's son, because why? It's a little bit of an interesting way how to read it, how to understand that.
And this is all with the goal, somehow, circuitous way of getting it, or somehow allowing the son to have access.
So this is saying how the father's giving it, and it's no, it's not giving it to the son, but it's a way how it, what it says the Rashi, you cannot give it to the son. The son is it's aser banah. It's like dirt. So it says the Rashi, you have to learn that it means the father who made the nether gave it to either to his brother or to his other sons, or maybe you could even read it to the son's son, maybe. But it's you're not giving it. One thing he's saying, you're not giving it to the son.
But once it goes to one of those people, they could give it to the son.
Okay, fine. That could
Because
be.
it's not the father's anymore.
They could do that. Fine. Okay. And then he ends off and he says, and what does it mean that loyve bal chayv bond vene from imenu? What does it mean that he borrows money and then the bal chayv come and collect? So the in the Dorim, right, in the Dorim, they ask, bond from. How could he do that? He's going to have hanor from the money that is getting paid up. Okay, so the Gemara is going to deal with this coming up on a different page. Okay, but this is the pshat. This is how the Ravid learns according to the Rajba, which touches upon a big sugya of things that are aser b'hanor. Then they're not. There's no value to them. So according to the Rajba, you cannot own Isra Hana. There's no value to Isra Hana, so therefore there's no value, so you can't own it, and therefore you can't give it to your sons. So it's an interesting Shiloh, which all the Pais can bring this down when they're speaking about things that are Asr Ba'anah. So Asr Ba'anah, you don't have Bailus on it. It doesn't have any, right? You don't have any, you cannot own it. So that's how the Rajba is the Rajba is learning from.
I think he's saying that the father made a nether, he's not going to give benefit to the son. And now, so the son borrows money, and now the creditors come and collect the money from the father.
Oh, and the Baal Choyv,
The
yeah. So now, how the
Baal. Often she not in the hand, but she's the path me doctor. Well, it's a mutual lovely for always a whole shop and all.
Yeah, so then it would be similar to Mavriya Kari.
He said, I'm not going to benefit you, but then he set up a scenario where he's not directly benefiting.
Right,
just,
the father's paying
he's just
up
paying
the
off the creditors.
Right. Right. Okay. So that could be, that's how he's learning. Father's paying off the creditors. That's how the Ravid learns to answer the Rajbo's Kasha. So when it says Noisin Labanov, that means the father is giving to either, it could even be to the son of the Mudar, of his son, but it's not called giving Nana. It's not called giving Hanot to his actual son. It's very indirect. Okay. So this is the way the Rajbo likes to answer this question. It's a whole new way of reading. It's a little forced on that idea. But what we're seeing here is that we have a machlokes rishonim because the Ran didn't learn that way. The Ran we just finished saying says that no, he reads the Mishnah very straightforward.
That he yarsh.
He says the son yarshes. So what you see from the Ran is that the Ran holds that even something that's also about no does have a value, and I could actually get it.
Split it.
I could give it to my son. That means I own it. So I could be zoiche and acquire something that's also behana to me. That's the chiddush that the Ran is coming out with. I could be the baal, the owner. I could have bailus on something that's also behana. And that's a tremendous chiddush that we could take out of the Ran. Because the Rajma is saying clearly no. Rajma is saying you cannot own it. So this is why it's a major machlekes.
He says you can't own it. It's because it has no value. Therefore, you can't own something. Just practically, you can't own something that has no value.
Right. It's like dirt. He called it like dirt.
It's not because it's usher owned. It's because you can't own it. It's just
ownership can't kick in on something that has no value.
Right.
Well, there's no value to him. Doesn't mean there's no value.
Yeah.
There's no value to him.
Okay, good.
Right.
Right. So him, it's like there's no value. And he's, you know, nafkamina lalaka, that the question would be, the Rajba has a tshuva where someone made a neder against his friend, and the mother said to the mudar, I'm not giving you benefit. And then it came time for sukkahs, and the mudar needed a lulav. So the question was, could the mother let the mudar use his lulav? So he says, I'll give it to you as a matana manas lahachzer. Is he allowed to give him a present? A matana manas lahachzer?
That's interesting.
He's not allowed to have a no, right? So you can't give him a benefit. He can't give him a lulav.
Why is that nafkamina between the two?
So, because according to the Rajba says, you're not allowed to do that because this is also b'hano for you. So what's that? So the Rajba says, it's not called yours. Even if he gives you a present, it's also b'hano. It's like afar ba'alma. It's like dirt. And this, which says, you have to take a lulav lochem. This is not yours because he holds, he can't have ownership on dirt.
On
so you won't be
without value.
On something without
to
value.
You.
So the Rajma said, the Rajma and Tshuva says, you're not getting to lulav the first day. Now, according to the Ran says you could. The Ran says you could own something that's also
you
value.
You could have, as in he's over the neder, but
I'm not sure which Hana he's giving, he's has Hana from getting a present. From getting a present. From getting a present. He's getting a present. Fine.
It's fun, huh?
Okay, fine. He's getting a present.
He's fine.
Yeah.
So you're saying he's over the Nadir, but he's...
Yeah.
He's
oh, he's over the Nadir.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Correct.
But what's the Kiddush?
Well, we have a major machlokes here.
It's
which way...
Machlokes, but I mean, it's the Ran is saying what we know.
Yeah.
He's over the Nadir. I mean,
the Rosh was saying he's not even Yotis Mitzvah Lula, because he didn't own it.
Right. That it can hear...
Why is that not...
No, he's getting a present first. Before we get to the mitzvah, he got a present. His friend gave him, the mother gave him a lulav. He says, Zach, you can't get a present from a mudar, from a mother.
We call that hana.
It's hana, a present.
We call fulfilling of a mitzvah.
Hana. A present, the lulav.
Giving a...
What? Is that not...
No, no, no.
Am I off? And I'm am I off on saying mitzvah lava hennessy?
That's something else. He's not off
saying, but maybe that's not...
No.
Maybe that doesn't constitute
no.
Hana.
No, you get...
You gave him a lulav that's worth
a amount of
money.
No, he gave him a
present.
No, but when we looked at it, Shabbos Aveda was Was that the concept of that? Wouldn't be over the net or returning it?
Oh, a Shavuot Aveda.
He's giving you back something.
That's doing the mitzvah.
Yes. A Shavuot Aveda, you're not, you're the mad there is number one. We had two Mishnayos. One is he's just giving his own, the guy his own thing back.
Yeah.
And number two, the effort is for the mitzvah. But over here, he's actually getting a present. So this is interesting. Nafkamina lehalacha, and how it would play out. Halacha lemaisa. Okay, fine.
I thought we had, you know, all that spiritual hana. The hana that
he gave him a lula.
What good is a lula that in the mitzvah?
Okay, but it is a physical acquisition. You want to know what he'll gain, what he'll do with it, what it
sells to somebody else.
And he'll be happy he has it.
It can't sell it to somebody else.
Okay, fine. For the now, he has it at least for now. For the time being, he got a present. He got a present.
We didn't give it to Melri.
Halacha.
I didn't give it to Melri.
No, he gave it to
him. Well, for a lulav, he gave it to him. I'm going to tell him now. So, you know, this is a lot of ramifications.
It's easier just to say he's over the nether, but he still fulfills the mitzvah. He still has ownership.
Well, according to Rajba, he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah.
No, according to the Rajba.
According to the Rajba, he's fulfilling the mitzvah. Yeah, so this is a wide range of ramifications, because anytime you have something also about law, do you have bailos on it? For example, your shor gores three times. So last week's parsha said shor or kill someone three times, they kill the ox, right? They have to kill the ox. So what happens if you sell the ox? You quickly run, you sell the ox. What's the halacha? Is it, could you quickly beat the system and now they won't stone your ox? Right? But shor yisokel. Right, or any time that this shor is chayav skula.
Why would it?
What?
It's only your ox that they kill? It's not the ox?
Right. So it doesn't matter.
What would it matter? It doesn't matter if
you sell it.
They're not killing
it. You sell it, and then they go and they kick the other guy's ox and they kill it.
But they're not killing the ox because it belongs to someone. They're killing it because of what it did.
I hear.
Even if you sell it, it still did what it did.
V'im, shor. Nagahu mitmol shalshayim. He gored three times. Who had bebailov? They warned the owner. V'leish menu. V'heimis isha yisha. Ashar yisokel. Ashar yisokel. It has to do with a knas. That who had bebailov? He gave a warning. So...
But I guess the question still stands: does he have the right to sell the ox?
Well, the nafkamina will be okay. Who loses money then?
Yeah.
So did I just do a sale where I sold the guy an ox for $1,000 and then I go off the?
And they're good. So it's a mekach. It's a mekach. It's
a mekach dice.
Yeah, I sold you something.
I really sold him the shark, according to the Ran. I sold him a shard.
It is
a shard.
He sold him a dead
ox. Not a trefa. A trefa means that it's going to die.
Yeah, it's going to die.
He sold him a dead ox.
Not dead.
Dead ox walking.
Yeah, right.
So, the Ketzai Sakhashim brings up this example that he says, that still, in the end of the day, he says that it would be, it's not a good sale. Because, according to the Rajba, Eina b'shusay l'machoy olakdishay. Yeah, so I'm not sure. We have to look up, I have to see if what would be according to the Ran.
Because it's already been Paskin, like a sentence.
According to the Rajba, once it's sentenced to death,
it's out of his ownership.
And it's also Rana. It says he's not, according, he's also to have Hanoah from the Shar, Bala Shar Naki, the Shar, the Bala Shar, he can't have benefit from it. But maybe he could at least, maybe he could sell it. According to the Ran, he could sell it.
According to the Ran, he could sell it because he still has ownership, right? But he can't benefit from it. So he won't be able to use the proceeds of the sale.
Yeah, so that's why this is a big shaila here.
And according to the Rajba, he can't even sell it.
Right. According to the Rajba, there's no right.
You have an Isra, you don't.
Right.
You can't.
Right. Okay, so that's where this sugya is a really, really big sugya. I just show you where it opens up to. That's where. A gazela?
Yeah.
Well, you have to give it back. I don't know if it's also about that. It's not also about that. You just have a bit sort of give it back. Okay, so now let's go back to the Gemara. So that is the end of the Ran, and that's really the end of this piece of the Gemara. So now let's see the next piece. So the Gemara Mem Zayin. Now we're on Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin Tanan Hossam. So we're eight lines on the top. Tanan Hossam. Koinem Peiris or Elu Alai. So a man says, Koinem, I make a neder. Peiris or Elu Alai. These fruits are usur on me. Koinem Hein Alpi. They're a neder, they're usur on my mouth. My mouth will not have hanah. Right, so you could say a different thing.
He didn't say
Koinem.
He said one
Koinem. Number one was Koinem Peiris Elu Alai. These fruits are Koinem on me.
Oh.
Elu, these. Koinem Hain Alpi. They, the fruits are a nether on my mouth. Koinem Hain Liffy, or not on my mouth, to my mouth. Isser, Usser Bechilufev. What happens? So now these fruits are for sure Usser to you. The question is, what happens if you take the fruits and you make an exchange? You do a barter with someone and you give someone fruits and he gives you back vegetables. Are you allowed to now? You're not going to have a ned there from the fruits, but maybe you could make a switch and use the chilufayim.
Yeah, because he narrowed it to a chila, right? It's not an issue.
What about the first
chila? But
yeah,
Which one?
The first one, coning.
And what about the second one?
Well, it's only all pee. It's on my mouth.
That's a chila.
So it's the fruits themselves are not benefiting my mouth.
The second two, I won't eat.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I don't know, second, third.
The first one sounds like it's just tanas. So it doesn't sound like
it's encompassing.
I hear it's interesting if you could say that literally. We'll have to see Mefarshim on that. But one thing he says is osur bichilufeyim. He says it's osur to switch it. Now, the Ran here brings up.
Yeah, I said a switch to trade.
Yes, it's also to switch. So the now if we bring out the Gemaras here, these we could just look up the Gemara first in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says very important Gemara talking about Chilupin. So if you just pass out those Gemaras, Daf Nun Tes.
What Nun?
Nun Tes of an Aleph is the place where it speaks about.
Why would it be?
So let me show you here. Very interesting. When do we say chilufeyen is usher? So the Ran says the golden rule, we only have certain things. It's actually nun ches. Nun ches.
Well,
nun ches of al, but it starts on the Mishnah nun vavam beis. The Mishnah nun vavam beis. Nun vavam beis says, Hama amekadesh be'orla. Someone goes out. Alan, you have it on your computer. Nun vav amud beis. So it says like this: the Mishnah nun vav amud beis. A man goes over to a lady. He's mekadeshur with orla. Orla is the tree that grows the first 3 years. You're not allowed to have anor from it. So, could you give it to your future wife as a kedushin or klayim with the kerem with the vineyard is also bano. Bishara niskol. You give your wife a shar haniskal, a shar that's supposed to be stoned any minute. Aserbana, ube egla rufa, or an egla rufa, or tipayri mitzaira, the birds of the mitzaira, which have to be sent away. Bisar nazir, the hair of the nazir, which has to be burnt. You tell her, here's a new shetel. And meanwhile, it has to be put under the fire of that carbon of the nazir. Upetar chamar. Or a petah chamar, which wasn't redeemed, so it has to be decapitated. Ubasar b'chalav, or basar b'chalav, which doesn't bana. B'chalav shesh kutu basar. Eina mikudeshes. The marriage is not a good marriage. That's the Mishnah. But machwan v'kiddush b'dmeim. What happens if he sells these things? He sells arlo, he sells klayim, sells the shara niskol, Bekidush b'dmeim, and he does kiddushin with their value of what he gets for the shara niskal mikudeshes. He's mikudeshes, says Rashi. Rashi says, "Amakash ba'arla dekulu isuria." No, these are all isuria. No, get yelled big mar. Marcha bekidush b'dmeim mikudeshes. The ein adomim nitfasin be'iser. That the money, when you sell something else, but no, the money doesn't grab onto the iser. So first of all, you see here an interesting thing about he's Makadesh, his wife with Shara Nisko, what the Kseis HaKadosh just brought down that example.
Is she knows it's a Shara Nisko?
You want to say that's the reason why it doesn't work? Because
I don't know, because if you give a home, that's why you give a plain gold band.
So the truth is,
the mistake of the valuation.
The truth is, you're having to Tosfos. Tosfos over here on Nun Vav Amud Beis. Tosfos says Hamakadosh be Orla. So fact, Ainim Mekudeshes. Orla is also about no. So it's Ainim Mekudeshes. Fact, the Tosfos, the Perushal Vishal, who also about no. She can't have enough. Bim Toimer, Hamay Ainim Mekudeshes. Why Ainim Mekudeshes? Hashari Lehanes Mi Menu. She could use it. How? She look at Derech Hanasek. We know that there's ways how you can have hanah from something else about hanah. For example, on Yom Kippur, or different ways how you could, first has to eat, if you have to take a pill, you either you put it in like a black, strong tea or something bitter, or you wrap it in a little paper, take a pill in a paper or something. That's called shalaket derech hanasai. That's mutter. So frek the taisvis, so why are you telling me that this orla is not hanah, she can't have benefit? She could have hanah. She'll look at the chanasek. She could eat it. Let's say klai kerem. She'll have the grapes that were made together in close proximity to the wheat. Fine. So she could eat the grapes. She'll look at the chanasek, and not the normal way. Whether it means they are burnt, they're burnt. That's an example. She'll look at the chanasek, or boiling hot. Okay, that's whatever. But you wrap it up in a paper. You know, so why are you saying it's no hanah for the lady? So that's a shaila. So okay, so the Taisis says one answer is the Torah says if you wrap it up, if you do it, it's not going to be a hanah of a pruta. You took all the hanah out of it. That's one answer. There is a pruta. There is a pruta. The lady thinks, I'm going to get such hanah out of this. I'll eat it the normal way. But in truth, it's not so. The only way you get hanah is by doing the shtick.
Based on her understanding. So she understood that it was a shorin nisko.
So therefore, she's not saying mechtas. We have a mekach tois. That could be a reason why it's not mekudeshes, even though you could do this type of shtick. You could do that. Okay. Anyway, that was an extra bonus taisvis there. Institution. Courtesy.
Courtesy.
Of Rabbi Horowitz. You didn't say that. She thinks she's getting hanah? So that's exactly the point.
I'm just saying it all depends on what your thought process is. So we know when a woman,
yeah.
You know.